Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I want to start off where we left off the first hour. Those of you who have been pledge driving in Spokane Public Radio, joining us here, the show, appreciate you. Hope it all went good. All righty. Laurel Bliss, Cliff Perry. Like I said earlier, these are the folks who just enjoy it. And the enjoyment becomes part of living it, and they're just amazing. They have a whole bunch of albums out, and they do a lot of different aspects of old-time music, cowboy and gospel and all kinds of things, way back before anybody even thought about bluegrass. All righty, here we go. So many of those Romeo and Juliet type stories, right? And it shows up in so many, many, many ballads. The Butcher Boy and on down. And of course, a lot of them say, dig my grave wide and deep, put a marble stone at my head and feet, and in the middle a turtle dove, so the whole world knows I died for love. All of that in those. The cool thing about these really old-timey songs, even going back farther than Take the News to Mother and Lightning Express and all that, you really do see where the Celtic meshes with the Anglo, with the American, in terms of the lyric. And some of the old concepts come from these early Celtic ballads. And when the Scotch-Irish moved to Appalachia, moved to the south, and the tunes came on down into Appalachia, a lot of that content was also passed on down. More instrumentals. The instrumentals are survived because there are a lot of fiddle players out there, a lot of people playing the instrumentals. And a lot of the instrumentals came over then, too. Things that we are familiar with, things like Cumberland Gap and tunes like that. And, you know, Turkey in the Straw and all those things. But this whole concept, the idea, the ideas within the songs themselves come out of that Celtic tradition, passed on into the American South and then eventually into bluegrass. And there you go. And now bluegrass is sort of molding and melding with pop country. But you can still see some of those early ideas if you listen hard enough. And, of course, it all gets enmeshed with gospel, spiritual, slave songs, blues songs. And the whole thing just makes itself something pretty cool. But it's nice to go back and think about the specific concepts in the early stuff. Laurel Bliss and Cliff Perry. It's great stuff. Great stuff. Here's High Rise Lonesome again. And it's also good stuff. Like
Dragonfly, fly up high, up into the air. Meet you in the by and by, I know not where. Dragonfly, fly up high, up into the air. Meet you in the by and by, I know not where. The dragonfly is a wondrous thing, a beauty to behold. The colors of its shimmering wings shine like silver and gold. Dragonfly, fly up high, up into the air. Meet you in the by and by, I know not where. Dragonfly, fly up high, up into the air. Meet you in the by and by, I know not where. When I come to the crossroads and my time is near, I look for the dragonfly and I shall have no fear. I know my show the way, till then I'll journey on. Thank you.
there's a legend in the valley of a man with nerves of ice, running moonshine on a red Ducati. He's driving hellfire through the night. People here know all about him, but a stranger can't believe. No lawman could ever catch him. They don't have the courage, they don't have the speed. Underhill Road, Underhill Road, that name brings a chill when that story is told. Underhill Road, Underhill Road, there's danger out there, it's more than they put a bounty on him. There's a fortune for the man who could run down a living legend and put those chains around his hand. Don't be fooled by the rumors. Wheelie Bob is getting slow. No mortal catch the devil when he's flying down Underhill Road. Underhill Road, Underhill Road, that name brings a chill when that story is told. Underhill Road, Underhill Road, there's danger out there, it's more than you know. No one ever wondered where he came from. No one ever cared about his name. He gives all his money to the people in this town. They give him shelter from the rain. If you drive out to the valley, there's a graveyard on the right. Have a good look when you go by there. You might be staying for the night. Don't go there. People told me nobody comes back from Underhill Road. Many a good man has gone before you. Many a good man has not come home. Underhill Road, Underhill Road, that name brings a chill when that story is told. Underhill Road, Underhill Road, there's danger out there, it's more than you know. Thank you.
myself a rocking chair, see if I could lose them thin knives, hard times, hell on Church Street blues. Some guitar string, good black diamond brand. String up this old Martin box and go and join some band. Guess I'll just stay right on here and pick and sing a while. Try to make a little change and give them folks a smile. I get myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose them thin dimes, hard times, hell on Church Street blues. Chair, see if I could lose them thin dimes, hard times, hell on Church Street blues.
That's from Hank Kramer's Way Out West album. That's banjo player Ed Kramer. Hank is a really cool guy about getting his friends on his albums and helping them out. And from then on, those friends oftentimes go and record their own albums or do their own musical thing. And that's just the way Hank works. He does the cool stuff. He shares his status, and he has quite a bit of status, quite a bit of influence. And he knows history, and he knows all that stuff, and he imparts that to a lot of folks and moves them along. And that's kind of what he's done with banjo player Ed Kramer, Michelle Cameron, doing the bass line on the cello there for the Dixie Hoedown. We also heard a bunch of cuts from the great bluegrass guitar player Brian Sutton, including Church Street Blues with Tim O'Brien. And we also heard Whippersnapper and Rystra, the Rystra Suite, composed with Bela Fleck, Brian Sutton. And we heard Underhill Road from High Rise, and Lonesome. Oh, yes, indeed. One more Brian Sutton. This is the Hangman's Reel, and there are several different versions of it. The Hangman's Reel is actually originally a Quebecois tune, and it had to do, the story goes, that there was a dude who was up for hanging, and they handed him a fiddle, and the fiddle was minus a string, or two strings, I can't remember. But anyway, they said to him, if you can make a fiddle tune off of these strings that are still here, then you will have a reprieve, then we won't hang you. And he did, and that's supposedly now the Hangman's Reel. And a lot of fiddle players, when they play the Hangman's Reel, they play it in a kind of a cross-tuning, and it becomes more of a droney thing, reflective of the fact that when it was originally composed, there weren't enough strings to actually make it a melodic fiddle tune. That's the story, Hangman's Reel. Anyway, I don't know if it's a true story or not, but, you know, it just is. And here's Mr. Brian Sutton to do the Hangman's Reel. Thank you.
Some folks are good at Some folks are good at stuffing the Walmart.
So many ways to be smart. Aye, aye, aye. So many ways to be smart. So many ways to be smart. With your hands, your feet, your head, your heart. So many ways to be smart.
To measure on a standardized test.
Some folks have lots of common sense.
It's all intelligence. Aye, aye, aye. So many ways to be smart. So many ways to be smart. With your hands, your feet, your head, your heart. So many ways to be smart.
So many ways to be smart.
Oh, the group is called Two of a Kind. David and Jenny Heitler, Clefson, something. Anyway, they're pretty good. The group is called Two of a Kind. And Friends is a bunch of kids and folks who help them out on this album. It's basically an album of kids' songs. It's very, very, very clever. And it pokes fun of a lot of things that kids probably poke fun at when you think about it. Just threw it in there. Like we did the last hour, just tossed it in there, made it all work. All right, right after Ed Kramer from Hank Kramer's album Way Out West, right after Ground Speed, we threw in the kids stuff. And now we'll throw in the Lemmy Lou Harris as well. Here we go.
Oh, the green rolling hills of West Virginia are the nearest thing to heaven that I know. Though the times are sad and driven, I cannot linger here. They'll keep me and never let me go. My daddy said, don't ever be a miner, for a miner's grave. Everywhere I can't find a dime to spare. These are all too soon he'd hear her sighing in her little sorry talk, be a holy dog song.
From a lesser-known album of Emmylou Harris, it's called Cimarron, and that was her version of Spanish is the Loving Tongue. And, of course, we've heard that a couple of times in earlier shows from Ian and Sylvia. They were the ones who really promoted and pushed that song, but a lot of folks did it, of course. I think there's even somewhere along the line, somewhere, there's a recording of Tom Paxton doing it, but Judy Collins sang it. And Bill Staines recorded it, and a group called, a woman called, what's her name, Janet, she's from Girls Without Glasses, I'll think of it, Jan Mera recorded it, and a lot of folks have done Spanish is the Loving Tongue. The Chad Mitchell Trio, Mike Koblick, sang a wonderful vocal on that song, Spanish is the Loving Tongue. And before that, we heard Utah Phillips' song, The Green Rolling Hills of West Virginia, with Faye Sox Starling doing the duet vocals with Emmylou. And that's neat that she recorded that song, that Utah Phillips song. He sings it on his Starlight on the Rails 4-CD scrapbook, Utah Phillips does. These are from... These Emmylou Harris things, they're from a set, and actually it's a two-volume set called Emmylou Harris Originals, and that's what it is, and it's just the CDs in little sleeves. You don't have a lot of info on this. It's just little sleeves with CDs in them and song titles, and that's pretty much it on these Emmylou Originals, kind of like what they're doing with Fairport Convention, but it's really neat because you can get five albums for 20-some bucks. Or if you order online, you can sometimes get them for $16, $17. But five of these Emmylou Originals, the Warner Brothers albums, it takes you up to Emmylou through 13. I think before Warner Brothers, there were a couple that she did. So anyway, it's real neat. It's real neat. And it's neat that I think Linda Ronstadt, they're doing a series like that with her on Elektra. And it's kind of cool because you get a lot of music for not a lot of money, and you get the original albums, and they don't mess with them. Like the old Pickwick label used to do. Remember the old Pickwick label? And they messed with Emmylou albums. They did. All righty, so we're going to play one more. We're going to play Hickory Wind here.
There are many tall pines but it makes me feel better. Each time it begins, calling me home. Hickory
Of course, I remember hearing that with Joan Baez. Joan Baez doing Hickory Winds. And that's Emmy Lou's version from her album called Cimarron. It's a pretty good little album. I'm just trying to remember what album she did Cattle Call on. It had a bunch of live cuts. And I'll think about that. Anyway, these original albums are pretty good. Takes you back through a lot of history, and there are a lot of good people on these albums. Ronstadt and Pardon and Emmy Lou Harris and Ricky Skaggs and Rodney Crowell and just all kinds of really, really neat people. Brian Bowers, the great auto harp player, is on here. Really cool stuff. Alrighty. So you need to be looking out for these things because they're really, really neat. We're coming back with a calendar. We're going to talk about Heidi Muller and Bob Webb being out and about. And we're going to talk about Hanneke Cassels being out and about. She's got some concerts in May. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to have a lot of information on a lot of things, but we'll keep you at least on the lookout for some stuff. Alrighty, it's pledge drive time. And it's right around that time. Those of you who listen to weekend programming, you got to pay the piper too. Cost to maintain, it costs to do all kinds of stuff, cost to help me live my lavish lifestyle, of which I have none. But it costs so that we can have a good assistant producer, a good assistant producer like Un Jung Shin. And, you know, nothing's for free. And public radio isn't for free, that's for sure. So they tell you how to do it. Go to the websites, go online, make some calls, and pledge to your favorite public radio station. That's the best way to do it. All righty? And get on a stick and do it. Because we're not given the time to harangue you and go nuts and get fanatical and all that kind of thing. We just have like one or two times during our own shows to ask you to do this. So please, please, please support folk music, support anything you can on your public radio station. Most of you listen to the news. Most of you listen to other things besides the folk stuff. So make the calls, do the pledges. There you go. Un Jung Shin, assistant producer, doing her thing, saying, Dan, you're going to play more Amy Lou. Dan. Keep me in line. Email me at dsanddaniel, maher@wsu.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047, and I will get back to you. Promise. So you just hang in there, because we're coming back for lots more stuff. So hang on, because we're coming back.